From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terror in Spain. Two armed men barricaded themselves in a bar in Barcelona's city center Thursday after someone driving a van hopped a curb on a busy street and crashed into dozens of people, leaving several injured. The Spanish publication El Periódico reported gunfire in the area of a marketplace, although it did not cite the source of the information. Police confirmed in a statement on Twitter that there have been fatalities from the huge collision in the Las Ramblas tourist district of Barcelona's city center, but did not specify how many. Local media report at least two people have died. Catalan police say 32 people were injured in the attack, with 10 in serious condition. AP reporting at this hour that Spanish public broadcaster RTV says one suspect in Barcelona van attack has been arrested. Police on the scene told people by megaphone to leave the area as they were dealing with a terrorist attack. Donald Trump today fired back at a growing number of fellow Republicans who denounced his response to the Charlottesville, Virginia violence, further fueling the latest controversy to engulf his seven-month-old presidency. In a series of posts on Twitter, Trump lashed out at Republican U.S. Senators Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake, as well as the media, and said he has not drawn any moral comparisons between white supremacists and those who oppose them. Internationally, people are on the street are reacting, such as these young people in London.
It's our life-changing events for the whole world. I don't think it's only a big change for America, but for the whole world as well, because we're all following it. It kind of scares us that his way of thinking actually reaches a lot of people right now, because he's in such a big position.
Yeah. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says U.S. President Trump has promised to seek Seoul's approval before taking any military action against North Korea. He said only South Korea can decide military actions on the Korean Peninsula. No one can choose to carry out military action without South Korea's consent. The United States and President Trump have made a promise to fully cooperate and ask for our agreement in advance before utilizing whatever options they might use against the North. The U.S. Pacific territory of Guam has been threatened by the North Korean leader. John Nathan DeKnight is the president and CEO of the Guam Visitors Bureau.
I think everyone feels very safe. You know, we talked about all the missile defenses, but, you know, even besides that, the capabilities of North Korea, you know, they're in a testing phase of these rockets, and they're testing missiles into the Sea of Japan right now. And they're talking about a possible plan to test missiles near here, which would definitely, you know, we don't even know if they can do that.
The U.S. has called for a serious effort by Pyongyang to ease tensions by halting its missile and nuclear testing. Zimbabwe's First Lady has requested diplomatic immunity for an incident in which she allegedly assaulted a young woman in Johannesburg. The incident has sparked public outrage in South Africa and could also complicate relations between the neighboring countries. VOA's Anita Powell looks at the situation from Johannesburg.
The accusations that Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe assaulted and badly hurt a young woman in an upscale Johannesburg hotel this week have grabbed international headlines. The incident has also created a major diplomatic headache for two neighbors who have delicate relations. Zimbabwe and South Africa are major trade partners, but in recent years, instability and economic woes have sent millions of Zimbabweans fleeing across the border. This event has thrown these issues into sharper focus. Here is South African international relations spokesman Clayson Monyela when asked what the government plans to do.
We've been advised not to comment on this thing any further.
His department has the job of deciding whether to grant Grace Mugabe's request for diplomatic immunity. Anita Paul, VOA News, Johannesburg.
South African officials say Grace Mugabe is still in the country but have not given her location. The top U.S. general says the Trump administration is very close now to a long-term policy commitment to Afghanistan that will address a call by Afghanistan Ground Commander General John Nicholson for more international troops to end the stalemate between Afghan forces and the Taliban. The comments come from General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a day after a U.S. soldier was killed and another American in Afghanistan soldier were injured during a military operation against Islamic State militants. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.